Live from Torquay, this is Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye on 94.7 The Pulse.
Cafe Moby is where we are down here in Torquay. And I just can't say this enough to the listeners back in Geelong, but a beautiful day down here, sun streaming down, and a great day to sit out here and do a bit of al fresco dining, which is what so many patrons are. It's absolutely a buzz with people here at Cafe Moby in Torquay. So come on down if you're interested in seeing what we're doing here as part of our fortnightly live broadcast. That's right, we're going to be coming down to Torquay every fortnight. That's how much we love the place down here. And of course, thank you to Cafe Moby for being such great hosts. Now, I'm joined in the broadcast booth or studio by Andy Medic. Of course, we've had him on before earlier this year. He is the Animal Justice Party candidate for Corangamite. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, thanks, Mitch. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, we were just talking off air. Last night was the Cowspiracy documentary. It seems like you've been on the front foot when it comes to putting on different events to engage stakeholders around the region.
Oh, absolutely, and I think we have to. I think as an animal rights and animal policy party, we have to be involved in these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was in the Q&A audience last night, but otherwise I probably would have been there. But I was reading some commentary that Cowspiracy is almost like An Inconvenient Truth was. That film, I think, was released back in about 2005 or 4. But a bit like that, but for cows. What did you think of it?
Well, not just for cows, mate. It very much, you're quite right. It is along those sort of lines. But the main subject that obviously An Inconvenient Truth doesn't deal with is the impact that intensive animal agriculture has on climate change. Mm-hmm. And Cowspiracy actually brings this to the fore. It discusses not just what's happening with cows, but with all intensive animal agriculture, in that if you add everything up, not just the emissions of say, for instance, methane and that sort of thing, but also the release of sequestered carbon dioxide that comes together. Animal agriculture accounts for over 50% of all greenhouse gases emitted into the atmosphere.
And earlier in the program, we were talking to someone from the Surf Coast Energy Group. They were talking down here about what they want to do to reduce emissions, which seems to be all about putting solar on rooftops. So is that the Animal Justice Party's position as well? Obviously outside the sphere directly of animals. I mean, obviously, if everyone goes vegan, there's been shown to be benefits, but do you support solar and renewable technologies?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Look, any time that you have a renewable energy situation going on, you're reducing your impact upon the environment. And by reducing that impact, you're also lessening your reliance on the usage of land and resources, which then, of course, affects animals in that respect. Because, you know, when we're opening up new coal mines, for instance, to feed power stations, we're reducing land mass that is available for natural habitat.
Yep, no, that's absolutely correct. And also, you've got your campaign launch. That's coming up later this week, Friday, I believe.
Yes, Friday. Yeah.
So just tell us about that event.
Okay, well, that's Friday at 5:30 to 6:30 at Dolly's Sister Cafe and Bar, 221 Moorabool Street, Geelong.
And they are station sponsors of The Pulse, so we can plug them.
Fantastic, and they do a wonderful job there. And yeah, so anyone from the region is welcome to come. We'd like to see as many people there as possible, because if we are to have an impact against the Liberal Party sitting member Sarah Henderson, and this is exactly what we're trying to achieve, we need as many people to turn up as possible and to support us and to man the booths on polling day.
And at that particular event, you'll be no doubt getting up to address the audience. What will some of the issues be that you'll be focusing on?
Well, we'll be beginning to discuss all of the main issues that we'll be campaigning on, which I'll keep under my hat right now because that's yet to be released. But certainly from a local perspective, I'll be hammering hard on the Geelong Star, as per usual, and because it's becoming a joke. I think everyone's probably followed everything that's been happening. And we're coming up to a year since the major rally that we had in Geelong about this that Victorian Marine Animal Defenders put on, which had over 700 people there. But I'll also be going hard on the greyhounds issue around Geelong. Mm-hmm. It is an awful situation. Any time that you enforce animals into into a situation where we're breeding them wholly and solely for entertainment and for a dollar, you have it wide open to exploitation.
So that means, I'm probably not surprised by your position on this, but that you would ban all forms of horse racing and all racing?
Horse racing?
Yeah.
Jumps racing? Greyhound racing?
Across all the spectrum.
Across the spectrum, mate.
On the issue of the Geelong Star, we had Sarah and Libby on the program, both when we were last here in Torquay a fortnight ago, and it just seems to me like the Geelong Star is being used now as a bit of a political football between the two major parties. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And look, the thing that annoys me, and I'll just say a big thank you to Libby Coker, actually, because they say that imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and it was wonderful to hear her putting up how she used some of the material that I gave her about how Sarah Henderson has actually voted in the House when calling herself for the warrior for the environment, when in fact you could actually label her an environmental vandal in that respect. She has never voted for anything that is on an environmental scale in the House. She's always voted with her party. And the thing that rakes me about that is that you should not put yourself on the same pedestal as people like Paul Watson and Sir David Attenborough. Those sorts of people, you don't put yourself up there without the kudos to back it up, and she certainly doesn't have that.
2 weeks ago, Sarah Henderson said that there actually hadn't been a vote about the Geelong Star in the House of Representatives, only in the Senate, and it sounds
That's right.
Like you've been going through all of the different votes that have been taking place. So is that correct, and does she have the authority to bring on a vote in the House of Representatives?
Yes, she does. Every sitting member has the ability to bring forward what they call a private member's bill, and I've been pressing her to do so from the beginning, and there's been great pressure from the rest of the community to do so, but she refuses to do so. And we're at the point now where we have seen such a litany of lies, deceit and deaths because of this vessel that we need to have this put forward. There's no excuses now. There's nowhere left to run. It's time she put that forward. You know, stop going to the opening of an envelope and having your photo taken. Actually get something done.
And before we let you go, there's been a bit of speculation about the election date, whether they'll go long, whether they'll go short. Now the date of July 2 seems to be thrown around. Do you have any thoughts or preferences about when an election should be, or are you just ready regardless?
I am ready regardless. I say bring on the fight.
Bring it on early?
Oh, anytime. I'm not fussed on that. I'm ready to go. The thing is that we see at this point in this government, there's a lot of dates have been bandied about. I've heard July 2nd, I've heard July 16th, I've heard mid-September, and I've heard mid-October. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anything is possible. And you are at the mercy of the sitting government. It is at their discretion.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, we just all have to sit back and wait and see. But yes, I will be taking long service leave and I'll be campaigning hard.
Good on you, Andy. Thanks so much for coming down, and perhaps we'll invite you down to our broadcast in a couple of weeks' time down here again, or maybe back in the studios in Geelong. But we're definitely going to be following on what's going on with the Corangamite campaign. It's fascinating stuff.
Thank you very much, mate. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Andy Medic there, Animal Justice Party candidate for Corangamite. We'll go to a track of music back in the studio now, and then we'll be joined by Craig Sayer and Rob Cameron talking about the Anglesey Village Fair, and we're going to have a musical interlude. We can't wait for this to take us out on the program today. This is Mitchell's Front Page, live from Cafe Moby in Torquay on The Pulse.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.